Fireman First Class Rhea Feltner on this edition of the AFN Aviana Report. Sear Combat Survival Training and a new approach for deployments. Airmen must be prepared to survive, evade, resist, and escape any situation and in all terrains, whether it's the desert, the Arctic, at sea, or in the jungle. SEER specialists train and ensure members are prepared for any unforeseen challenges or circumstances they may encounter when a mission doesn't go as planned.
Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape, or SEER, is a training program that prepares military personnel to endure survival scenarios. The curriculum includes survival skills, evading capture, application of military code of conduct, and techniques for escape from captivity. SEER is taught to a variety of personnel based upon risk of capture and exploitation value, with a high emphasis on aircrew and special operations members. Staff Sergeant Dylan Rogers, 31st Operations Support Squad NCOIC of SEER training, shares details of their combat survival course and its importance.
Whether they need to navigate, find food, find water, communicate via the emergency radio, all of those things are practiced heavily in our course so that if and when the time comes, they know what to do in virtually any kind of situation.
Rogers also says it is imperative participants place high value on the skills they are taught through these lucrative trainings. I'm Senior Airman Taryn Onion, AFN News.
A new approach for deployments. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Milton Hamilton. Airmen getting ready to deploy will see more structured and predictable cycles that the Air Force says will better prepare them for high-end combat operations. Air Force Force Generation, or AFRGEN, is different from the expeditionary model of the past 20 years. Airmen will be assigned to one of four phases that deploy on a 24-month cycle, covering preparation, certification, availability, and reset. Readiness is built during the prepare and certify phases, deployment is the available phase, and reset covers reintegration and reconstitution. AFRGEN is expected to evolve as airmen deploy and provide lessons learned to their units. The change can give joint leaders a better picture of readiness and the support they can expect for operations. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Rhea Feltner.